Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 20th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour two of two. The goal always to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, as you know. Eldon Stahl with me, thenewamerican.com, jbs.org. Great, great efforts by the JBS. You know, every time I study more about the John Birch Society, just, you know, I find that they're just, they've been in the fight forever. They've remained true to their mission. You know, there's some people along the way that have felt like they've fallen away from the mission, but I don't really think so. I think they're as hard-hitting. And what they managed to do is stand for truth multi-generationally, which is very, very rare, Eldon Stahl. That, I just want you to comment on that real quick as we highlight JBS.org and thenewamerican.com. The New American Magazine is fantastic. It's been so for decades. Really, the JBS is one of the longest multi-generational liberty-fighting organizations we have. All right, we'll try. Wow. We'll try to get Eldon back.
I'm back.
All right. What do you say, Eldon?
Well, I heard you making some very nice comments about the John Birch Society. I want to thank you for that. Yes, we have been around for a number of years now, and we've seen many organizations come and go, but we're still staying strong. And, you know, over time, we've seen that we've been able to bring many issues to the forefront of people's minds that they weren't thinking about. It's unique among many organizations. You know, we're kind of moving the Overton window instead of trying to stay within it.
All right, there you have it. All right, do we have Weston ready? All right, Weston Martinez, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
How's it going?
It is going fantastic, my friend. How you doing?
Any better, I'd be twins, or we'd actually be in a democracy.
Whoa. Man, I don't want to be in a democracy. I'll tell you that right now. I want to stick with a constitutional republic.
Well, you know what I mean. I was talking to all your new listeners that maybe not didn't understand the difference. So
there you have it. So, Weston, you're still running for office, right?
Currently, right now, I'm helping some folks on a statewide ticket here in Texas and some other folks with our education. And, you know, we've got a lot of things that are happening right now and a lot of people that are that need to be replaced. When you got more drag queens than math books, you got a problem.
Did you hear that Joe Biden spent $20,000 to promote drag queens in Ecuador?
Oh wow! Well, good for him.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Wow!
I mean, I don't even know what to say. Maybe they can move him over there.
Where we are is shocking, folks, and we've only got 2.5 weeks till the elections. And we have got to create transparency and accountability. And we can't cry after the fact. We have got to deal with this real time. We have got to deal with this real time. What do you think we can do about this? Do you think there'll be enough people to stand up? Or do you think that they'll be able to commit fraud? What do you think, Weston?
You know, the biggest thing is that we have to remember that one person can still make a difference. And the people on the left, they want you to believe that that is not true. They want you to believe that all hope is lost. But when I see, you know, God still performing miracles, you know, in our country and abroad, then I know that there is still an opportunity. And we have to get pragmatic. We have to get, you know, just like every head football coach is telling their players that are playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, do the fundamentals, return to the fundamentals, and you'll be successful. We have to return to our way as a country, and we have to make sure that we're educating the next generation now, because they won't know how to fight with the way we do, because they don't know how much freedom and liberty they've already given up just by following along everybody else in their class or everybody else in their you know, in their school or in their business.
Yes, it is hard to understand what liberty's like when you've never had it. And that's why, you know, some of these countries would love for them to be free. But until they can get educated in the principles of liberty, even if we made them free tomorrow, they'd lose their liberties because they wouldn't know how to preserve them. That's really important, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to talk about the violation of extradition by the FBI, Weston. You've been working on this for a while, and I think this is really important to understand.
It is, and, you know, I try to make a seventh grade civics class fun for you. So let me just picture this for all of you people that watch Law and Order. Imagine if the main character, who is guilty or innocent, gets taken into custody in an illegal manner. Well, now we have constitutional laws, we have local laws that show that that is actually, you know, that is not right. You can't have law enforcement doing illegal activity in order to enforce the law. I mean, that's by default, you know, the definition of the Gestapo. I think Hitler did a good job of showing us how not to be. So when we talk about some of my clients that I've had with January 6th, you know, when the federal government came in and did not contact the chief law enforcement official, and they took these people into custody, they 100% broke the law. So now we have people that are still in prison today that are being detained without being sentenced. I mean, they're being treated worse than the people connected to the 9/11 hijacking, and they're being detained, they're not being sentenced, and they're being threatened all the way around. And so you see this very long process of people being drug out, their bank accounts are being seized. If you're a veteran and you are taken into custody like this, guess what? They freeze all your benefits. They freeze all your bank account assets. They freeze all your property. You can't even go rent an apartment unless you pay for a year in advance and are treated like somebody that is on the terrorist watch list. And there's much more I can tell you about that. But
yeah, I don't even know how to respond to this, Weston. There's some benefits in Florida because of your work on this. As far as I understand, there's a lot of efforts being. But what does this all mean for the average citizen? And let me tell you what we talked about last hour to kind of set the stage for this discussion. We mentioned that JFK assassination documents are supposed to be released, but Donald Trump wouldn't release them, claiming national security. And now Joe Biden won't release them. Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, what do they got to hide? Well, we talk about that, and we talk about inflation. We talk about this ABC News journalist, James Gordon Meek, somehow is missing since April. We know that Drudge, where the heck is Matt Drudge nowadays, people are asking. It's like Carmen Sandiego almost. You got Alex Jones fined $1 billion. You've got Kanye West now. They're threatening to go to court and, you know, go for $250 million on him. Roger Stone got his house raided. Donald Trump got his house raided. Now they're withholding JFK assassination files. And now we get this violation of extradition by the FBI. Where does it sit? What does it mean for me and you?
And the only way for us to take it back without using, you know, force is to go to the ballot box, get out there and actually go in there and stand up to these people and make them uncomfortable. You know, we saw what Maxine Waters told everybody, and we saw what Nancy Pelosi told everybody when, you know, before the Ferguson riots. And we have to stand up. Here's the regretful thing for all of you people that are, you know, 32 and older. If Martin Luther King Jr. were alive today, he would probably be sitting in a prison cell with the January 6th detainees. And his voice would be silenced, and the civil rights movement would have never made its way forward the way that it did, with that man sacrificing his time in a nonviolent way to get the attention of those lawmakers. That's one way. But the other thing I'll tell you is, while congressional races and presidential races are real sexy, you have more interaction with your county officials and your school boards than you do anybody else. And 90% of all your government interaction is from the county down. And you have to get engaged. You have to get good people elected to those positions so we can block the cartel pipeline of traitors that are trying to be part of our, you know, trying to be in there and be in the decision-making capacity. You know, as I said on your show before, you know, it's still a two-party system in our country and around the world. In our country, we call them Democrats and Republicans. And as I've said before, it's no longer Democrats and Republicans. It's patriots and traitors, because we have those people that are for us inherently and those people that are against us inherently. And we have to rise up in one voice and let them know that it is not the government's people, but it is the people's government.
All right. A lot of people like me are kind of saying, look, the FBI is not even constitutional, man. So where's the FBI authority written down? Because it ain't in the supreme law of the land. Where the heck is their jurisdiction and or their authority and or documented, Weston?
Yeah. Well, when you get to, you know, things like the supremacy clause and things like that, you know, it was not enumerated in the Constitution. Therefore, you know, anything that was not enumerated in the Constitution and directed to the federal government is the state's rights. And that's why you have the situation in Texas where all of the people in Texas that were taken into custody were taken in custody against their will. They broke the law, and the FBI, you know, it'd be the same thing as the CCP coming in here, putting a black bag on your head and flying you to Hong Kong.
Well, and as you know, the Communist Chinese Party now has a police station in New York. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl with me. We're talking to Mr. Martinez from Texas on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Weston Martinez with us, Eldon Stahl with me, John Birch Society field coordinator, and I, Sam Bush. But we're talking about extradition. And you've got basically people from all around this country that were literally abused by the FBI, criminal activity by the FBI, literally basically using all kinds of social media stuff to create or generate this manipulated probable cause, and then extraditing them from all kinds of states, including Texas, to Washington, D.C., tossing them in jail. Virtually no due process, virtually no speedy trial, none of the things that matter the most, Weston Martinez. I find this to be abhorrent. I don't think we'll ever see justice on this, meaning I don't think the FBI will ever be held accountable by any president, even if the Republicans take over. Your thoughts?
I think that we are at a more perilous time than when our founding fathers were fighting the Britons because not only are we in the middle of dealing with this, but we're also fighting the enemy within. And so it's we have to get back into actually making sure that that our Constitution is taught, making sure that these woke classrooms are not out there giving false information, and ensuring that agencies like the FBI do not exceed their constitutional authority, or they have to pay penalties and pay consequences. You know, the ability for the government to have to have basically the ability to have no culpability in a lot of these things is a problem. And we have to get our children on the track now, and we have to fight right now, or else everybody's going to wind up being arrested by the FBI.
Eldon, you want to chime in on this? To me, this is the most egregious. Yep. No one's focusing on the fact that the FBI is literally engaging in criminal activity.
So going into, I guess, the kind of the root of this problem, how would you say that, say, the lack of understanding of the people in general, basic principles of freedom has kind of played into this or led to this?
Well, you know, we're the only country in the world that tells a microwave to hurry up. And I've got people that go to all of these different meetings, whether it's a political meeting or a church service, and they learn about different things like a biblical worldview or an absolute truth. And then they just keep eating like an obese fat person, and they don't get up and do anything with it. So I'm calling on people to become warriors again, to be the warriors that our founding fathers were, to stand up, to make sure that their voice is heard, that their voice is not silenced, and to make sure that they have the freedom. Can you imagine if George Washington or James Carver or, you know, somebody like that, Harriet Tubman, can you imagine if they were alive today and they saw the grievances that were taking place? It would not be, you know, they would take action, and we have to, you know, stop being afraid of being canceled. I will tell you, Ted Cruz talked about abolishing the IRS. I was the first one to say that we need to abolish the FCC. They and the FBI both operate outside of the bounds of law, and they have no accountability. And the FCC, in fact, is just now pushing a new program where they're approving the word cartels to interact with social media companies. So, you know, when I've got somebody that refers to themselves as a cartel, I think we've done something wrong, and I think we need to take it back. And those are some of the baby steps, and get in there and fight on those down ballot nonpartisan races. You know, that's where you can make the biggest influence, and you can stop the pipeline of career politician, non-constitutional wackadoos from being your elected representatives. I mean, I've got a person on a statewide office in Texas that's on the State Board of Education, and she believes that we're on stolen land. And she's voting on curriculum for, you know, 28
yeah,
million
is she,
people.
Is she Hispanic? Does she believe it's like La Raza? What does she think?
She's got all kinds of issues. She's also, you know, pro-LGBT stuff, pro-trans, all that kind of stuff. And there's a patriot named Ken Morrow running against her, and good family businessman who just, you know, like John Wayne, finally had enough and got up to go do something because he couldn't stand by idly while nothing was done. So,
and that's what Americans need to do more, that's for sure. Weston, one last question on this. I know the Oath Keepers felt like they were doing a good job trying to keep the peace. If you look at the Epic Times documentary on January 6th, it shows the other side of the story where Oath Keepers were literally escorting police officers to safety, etc. So it's a mixed bag for sure. They're trying to lie. We don't get the other side of the story except for the Epic Times and a few other places. I reported on it well. One of the ladies in the Epic Times documentary, Vicky, was on my program literally the day after January 6th. She would have been on the day of, except you couldn't contact people because they shut down all communications, etc. But, you know, the Oath Keepers feel like they were trying to do a good job. They got caught in a snag. A lot of Americans who went to the Capitol on January 6th felt like, hey, we're going to peacefully try to get Congress to solve this or look into this. They got schnookered. How do people stand up but yet not get caught in the crossfire, so to speak?
Well, let me tap dance just a little bit, which I don't do very often, but you'll appreciate it. So I'm one of the few non-lawyer arbitrators that exist on the planet, which means that I can have conversations with people that carry the weight of privilege, just like an attorney. And that's actually how I'm representing some of my January 6th clients, because I don't have the bar holding me back or a bar license being threatened to be removed. That's why you have a lot of lawyers that aren't out there filing for impeachment papers against these federal judges that are not executing their duty by bringing these people to trial in a timely manner. And so there's a couple of things that that I cannot say because of those clients, but let me just tell you this. When all the facts are disclosed, you will realize that there is less work done in a Hollywood production movie than there was for some of the events surrounding the January 6th event taking place there at the Capitol. And then mix that with, you know, the nice, sweet people that went over there. I mean, my pastor went over there. He got contacted by the FBI because they said there was a be on the lookout for a guy that looked like him. I mean, can you imagine that? Pastor of a church who went to the rally was so bummed by Trump's speech that he's like, it's freezing, I'm just going back to the hotel. And somebody pushed down a Rolling Stone media person, and they're sending FBI agents to interrogate a man of the cloth who wouldn't hurt a fly. So we have to realize, you know, Hitler, most people don't know this, but everybody knows the iconic salute that Hitler had the Germans give him as he was their captain, right? And their supreme military authority. You know, the reason why they did that, it wasn't to show allegiance. It was to intimidate everybody else in following suit. So you got to grasp that concept, that psychological warfare that is taking place. Wearing a mask, I mean, really? Medically, there's no reason, and you're going to force me to wear a mask? We have to stand up. We have to know how to fight. That's one of the reasons why I'm actually leading a Turning Point USA Patriot Academy Biblical Citizenship class here in San Antonio, Texas, for the next couple of weeks, to let these people know, here's what the Constitution says. Here's what your rights are. And you can find those all across the country. But people like you and shows like this, people have to start listening to this and get past the noise of the mainstream or lamestream media.
Boy, howdy do they. So, Weston, do you think that the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes in specific, a lot of people are claiming Stuart's a traitor. I don't agree with that. I'm defending Stuart to this day. You know, the man's not perfect, but I believe he did his best. I believe the Oath Keepers genuinely did want to keep the peace, but they did want to support their president. They did want accountability on elections like we all do. And so I believe there's some provocateurs in their midst that are causing serious problems. Ray Epps running around free. We know he was one of the leaders while Stuart Rhodes sits in jail. Very strange bedfellows, to say the least. But I hope the Oath Keepers can tell the tale and get free. But I'm worried about a lot of these people because I can't count on the justice system. Weston?
Well, we can't, and that's the bigger problem. That's why when we do talk about federal judges, you got to look at how many judges Obama appointed and how many judges Trump appointed. And that's whenever you realize here's really, you know, what's going on in our society. Here's the question I would pose. If you had a group of armed individuals, regardless of where they were from, let's just say they're from Cuba, and they're in whether they're in military fatigue or not, if they came to a building and they're tearing it down, are you going to drive by or are you going to try to stop them by any means necessary? A good red-blooded American is going to try to stop them from, you know, doing something wrong. And I think that's what happened with Oath Keepers. And I think the information will show the light and they'll be released and be exonerated.
I pray you're correct, sir. When we come back, we're going to talk about elections coming up in 2.5 weeks. Folks, you got to get involved. We'll tell you how using your sheriff.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced Thursday she is leaving the job when a replacement can be elected. That'll take about 1 week.
I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this. We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance. And we set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit.
A Wisconsin tax group asked the Supreme Court on Wednesday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan that will result in every American taxpayer paying for someone else's student loan. The Biden administration, which has been sued by at least seven states and two organizations over the plan, has recently begun accepting applications for it online. The Green Bay, Wisconsin-based group says Biden overstepped his executive powers, pushing the burden onto the American taxpayer. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. Back in the early 2000s, Cole was playing a video game when his nine-month-old baby wouldn't stop crying, angering Cole, and he responded in violence, taking the baby's life. More than 30 drivers in Southern California got stuck along the 405 freeway near Mulholland Drive just about the same time due to flat tires. The California Highway Patrol says it didn't appear to be intentional. Officials believe a box of nails or some wooden blocks may have fallen off a truck, creating the hazard. No injuries were reported. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. The Biden administration admits this is going to take some time to really shake out, and that the process is likely to continue throughout 2023. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, back with you live. Weston Martinez with us, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl with me as well. Election fraud, the big fear for 2022. You know, Congress did nothing about it. When the January 6th event happened, they just simply used that as an excuse to sidestep their, in my opinion, their due diligence, their responsibility, obligation to look into this. They sidestepped it. Even the Republicans sidestepped it willingly. What a tragic reality, because, you know, they claim we say there's election fraud without evidence. But you know what? Why did Congress sidestep it then? That's a serious problem. They claim because of the crisis, but that's a lie. They could have just put it on hold and then they could have looked into it. But they didn't. And the reason it's so important now is because 2022 is coming up. What have we done in the last couple of years? Do you think we're ready for 2022 elections, Weston?
No, we're not. And quite honestly, you know, it's one of those train wrecks where the more you dig in, the more dead bodies you find. And we have to, again, kind of act like Chuck Norris stuck behind enemy lines, that we got to figure out a way to get some relief.
Eldon?
Oh, yeah. This is not going to be turned around overnight. We didn't get in this situation overnight either. I think that's a good assessment, good analogy. As you keep digging, you find more dead bodies. The people I know that are digging deeply into this, they keep finding statutes from years back and seeing how just layer upon layer of obstacles have been put into place to really bringing back election integrity. So it's not going to be an easy thing, but definitely it's possible. This was a well-laid plan, carefully laid plan to undermine the integrity of our elections.
Now, there's a few things to note, Weston. Everything is not the same in all the different states. In other words, in every state, looks like the general role of sheriffs and or the people, poll watchers, etc. It's not the same in every state, is it?
No, it's not. And that's where, you know, we have to, you know, one of the things I tell people politically is stop fighting the same old fight. Stop using the same, you know, attack points. You know, elevate the conversation to an empirical item that is indefensible and causes these people that are just vomiting and regurgitating talking points from George Soros camp, get them at a higher altitude to force them to listen. And that's one of the things that we have that I'm working on right now. And yeah, you have everything is different. And not only is it different from state to state, but also each election administrator can also submit a different plan on how they handle their primary in their individual county. So think about it. In Texas, I have one secretary of state who's appointed by the governor. And then I have 254 counties that have election administrators or people that take care of the elections within their county structure. And they can choose one way to do it, and the neighboring county can be totally opposite.
All right. Now, it looks like the DOJ, as far as I understand, wants to go ahead and appear. Federal agents plan to appear at Central County on Election Day. How do we rout these thugs out? There's no constitutional provision for the general government bureaucrats at some unconstitutional agency to create injustice in every jurisdiction of the country. I mean, this is insane. Some would call it overreach. I would say criminal activity in all the several states.
I would say it's martial law, and that requires an act that is something else that's going on. And this administration is trying to incite a riot, and they are trying to go in there and have an excuse to sequester ballots, sequester votes. And that's why one of the things that I'm working on that we're going to disclose here to your listeners first is we're working on putting out a press release that is calling on all sheriffs across the United States to allow the deputization of any of their citizens, a Democrat or Republican, to allow them to be deputized to be a election inspector. This would be a narrow deputization, and it would allow them as chief law enforcement officials to be able to tell the federal watchers to get out. And it'll breed accountability across the country. And it'll let people on both sides go in there and hold these elections accountable. Now, there's some stuff we're working on long-term, but that actually requires a big mass action lawsuit on these voting machines and getting them totally declared unfit for service. That's something we'll talk about on another thing. But our sheriffs, our constitutional sheriffs, and they can deputize people as they want, because the power of the posse is something that is, you know, look at every old West movie. You know, when the sheriff needed a posse, they didn't go over there and say, which bathroom do you use? No, they took every able-bodied person and put them to work. And that's what we have to do right here, right now, because they'll steal the election right out from under our noses, and there was no accountability and no transparency. I mean, think about this. The cartel, you know, even where you're at, Sam, you guys heard regretfully about a couple of months ago that we had an 18-wheeler full of people that there was a large death count. You remember that? Of illegal aliens.
Sadly, I do, sir. Yes.
Here's something that they didn't report very widely. That truck was completely cloned from an international shipper that's a good business in business. They cloned the truck 100%. The cartel is cloning vehicles and people in uniform from immigration services. So if they're willing to do that just to smuggle people across, I mean, let's just call that petty crime on the dollars that they generate from doing human trafficking, right? $21 billion is what we're looking at. If you take the political world and you take election fraud, the money generated off of that is in the trillions. Because if they're cheating on people to get elected, then they're also cheating on bonds that get passed and all these big construction projects. And our laws do not have, you know, we talk about extradition. I don't have any federal law that allows me to extradite somebody from another country for conducting voter fraud here in the United States with a laptop from a different country. We have to stop walking into the knife as a country.
Wow.
We have to fight.
Eldon?
Yeah, we do, definitely. I just a little aside in a way, I found out that there's some Wyoming legislators, and they're pushing for a bill to make it basically, I don't know if you say illegal, but inaccessible at the very least for the average person to even view or touch a ballot that has been cast. So they're really taking away the spirit of the idea of a secret ballot, and they're saying, well, the only people that can have access to it are certain government officials. It's just corrupt.
Yeah. It's wrong. And let me take you one step further. What stops somebody from going in there, voting, getting their machine, and then voting one way and pulling out a ballot out of their pocket and sticking that into the machine? In other words, a counterfeit ballot. The sheer fact that you can submit a counterfeit ballot into these voting machines is a absolute problem. And let me explain one thing for all you listeners that are involved in the election process, and maybe you're one of the people that is hired to do the poll working and the election judge. I was speaking at a group in North Texas the other day, and a very nice lady had just gone through the training, and she said, well, they told me that it's not connected online. And I said, well, I know they told you that, but let me explain something. I said, how many election judges or poll workers do we have here? Four or five people raised their hand. It was a good size audience. I said, how many candidates do we have here, or people that are, you know, political consultants? Another four or five people raised their hand. And I said, how many of you guys have ever heard of this term called the daily mast? And they hadn't. And I said, as a candidate or a consultant, you can pay the election administrator to give you a list emailed to you every morning at like 6 a.m. of everybody that voted in that election administrator's geography the night before. All right, y'all following the bouncing ball here? So then I turned to the poll workers who were over there overseeing those ballots being voted in and put in the machine. I asked them, I said, how many of you poll workers, how many of you election judges got up after the polls closed and took that jump drive down to...
Hold on, Cameron, skip the break, will you? All right, repeat. Hold on, let me stop the music. Go ahead and repeat that, because this is vital, Weston.
I asked the election judges, I said, how many of you election judges took your jump drive with the data of everybody that voted throughout that day and took it down to Central Count to hand to your election administrator to take for them to take that data, extract it, put it on an Excel spreadsheet, and email it to all these candidates and all these political people that are paying for that email to be sent out so they can deduplicate their list and no longer pursue people that have already voted? And of course, nobody raised their hand. The way it happens is every one of those machines is connected to the internet and they're connected to each other, and the voting machines are connected in a series format, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the poll book, whatever you want to call it, is where it connects to the internet. Some connect there, some connect to the voting machine. And the reason why they can lie to you straight to your face and say that they are not connected to the internet is because there's a little bitty cable, a little bitty router, modem, in between, a little wireless card, in between that poll book and the voting machines. Folks, We have fraud going on intentionally and unintentionally right underneath our noses. And all you got to do is follow, you know, I really have found ways to disrupt the government when they're doing bad and bring accountability to them. And all you got to do is use their own rules against them. There's not an election judge in the state of Texas that when early voting starts next week, there's not a single one that's going to take that information and drive it down to Central Count. And there's not a single one that's going to grab an email, upload that file, and email it down. None of it's not happening. It's too much data to compress. You have to have a computer system receiving all the information and putting it into a combined spreadsheet. And I'm sorry to break that news.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's vital to understand. Understand that the election laws in every state are different. The role of sheriffs are critical, and the role of we the people working with our sheriffs is critical. Understand that federal agents plan to show up on election day. But folks, the role of sheriffs as chief law enforcement officers is clear. Their job is to double down and ensure, protect the chain of custody when it comes to ballots. The role of sheriff to protect poll watchers is there. Sheriffs can indeed deputize posse members and deputies as poll watchers. You know what? If the feds are operating outside the law, sheriffs can flat out escort these thugs out of their local polls. Feds have no authority to interfere with, usurp, or obstruct poll watchers at all. Just because they're a federal government official, that doesn't give them carte blanche authority. That's an absolute dishonest, satanic misnomer. It's a lie. So we need to jurisdictionally understand the proper role of government and insist for transparency and accountability, Weston.
Absolutely, and that's why you can go to voterfbi.org for information that we have going on in different states. You can sign up for our email list, or you can request me to come speak to your group. We're booking in December right now and beyond. But this is vital information. You know, some of the stuff, like you just said, Sam, some of the stuff is different, but then other stuff is 100% the same. What I just told you about the daily mass and the elections and the poll workers not driving that down to Central Count, 50 states, my friend. That's exactly the way it happens. It does not happen manually.
What else is true in all 50 states is that the feds have no authority to interfere, Weston.
That's exactly right. And that's why we need people like you and your listeners to take this program, share it, tell people to listen to it, and go to your elected officials, your county party chair, the Republicans and the Democrats. Believe me, the Democrats, there are Democrats that are getting screwed by this as well, and those people are our allies because they know who's doing it a lot of times. But let me advise you, Republicans are doing it as well, and we're on a mission to educate those people, do what we need to do, take our country back, and also strengthen every Secretary of State. Every Secretary of State should be able to have the teeth to perform and secure fair, honest elections in a timely manner without any impedance by anybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weston Martinez is involved with voterfbi.org. And understand, you can get on their list to keep up with what they're doing. You can basically get voter fraud updates current on that site. That's really important for people to get tapped into that too, so they know really what's going on in real time, Weston.
Absolutely, and that's why we're thankful for our relationship with the team at CSPOA and CONS and different people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, because they know the Constitution, they know the legal limits and authority within their office, within their space, and this is one of the ways that we start raising warriors again back. You can't be a warrior if you don't know how to fight. You can't be a warrior if you don't know what the rules of engagement are or how they're putting their thumb on the scale. We will make sure you know how to fight and how to be successful and how to take our country back.
Ladies and gentlemen, voter FBI.org is where you go for that. And it's critical that you tap in because, you know what, there are different laws in each state. I agree. But don't think they're so different and so crazy that we can't work together across the country. We can. And there are groups in all 50 states working on this, tapping into organized groups such as Weston's and many others that are really helping people understand what they need to do to poll watch in real time, how to report fraud real time, how to stop the presses and get your sheriffs involved, how to deputize people so that they can become poll watchers. They've got all kinds of rules around the poll watching experience in an effort to make sure that only their people can get in. But there are ways to expose that. There are ways to jettison that narrative, folks, and we can do it. One other thing that people need to understand is this ERIC system, E-R-I-C. It's basically a nonprofit private group that controls voter rolls. We've got to expose that and break the contract for each state with ERIC as well, Weston.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, when we talk about federal crime, I'm working on a mass action lawsuit that will decertify every polling machine in the country because there are some things that I know about through one of my arbitration clients. That shows me how they are mechanically putting their finger on the scale. And by doing this, it's almost like recreating the Firestone tire recall that we had about 10 years ago. We decertify them, take them all off the street, and force them all to be recalibrated under a microscope. Why don't we have, I mean, we got traffic cams everywhere. Why don't we have live cameras in every polling location, in every election central count? Why don't we have that level of transparency with something that is, you know, our most valuable, precious political function, and that is of the integrity and sovereignty of the vote? Because without that, you have no state, you have no sovereignty, you have no country.
Eldon, you want to chime in here?
Well, certainly election integrity is very important. Raised a lot of good points, I would say. We just need to get to work. I don't think amending the U.S. Constitution is going to be the way to go to accomplish that. But there are many, many ways that we can accomplish getting election integrity back. But we got to be involved.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. If you falsely report something to the federal government and you're a contractor, it is a felony in itself. So for individuals to report that these election machines are certified when in fact they're not, the whole house of cards is about to come down. So you don't even need to have Congress pass a law. Again, you just have to enforce the laws on the books, but it's so spread out, it's so scattered that most people don't know, you know, the labyrinth, if you will. And that's why I'm so thankful for you and people like Sam, you know, for giving me an opportunity to talk about this and share it, because this is the kickoff for a media tour for me to talk about this across the country.
And let's be clear, Weston, most of these machines are not certified like they want you to believe. They're not certified.
Correct.
They're not legitimately in counties. In fact, many of them have been documented as problematic and fraudulent, even by the people who now claim they're fine, right?
Correct. I mean, imagine if, you know, bridges across the country started falling, just started collapsing. You know, what would we do? We would find out what engineering firm used an industrial device to do the density testing on that concrete, on that steel, and put a subpar product on the field. And we would sue them, and we would charge them criminally with criminal negligence if we needed to. Same thing with, you know, medical devices. Same rules apply. And guess what else falls under an industrial device? Election machines. Folks, the answers are right in front of our face. They're afraid. They think we don't know. And, you know, now with myself, my organization, people that are helping me, this is something that we are moving forward on as quickly as possible. It is a technical maneuver. But it is absolutely within the law and within the parameters of our Constitution, and it will allow us to decertify every machine and force them to get decertified.
All right, so let me say this again so people understand. Voting machines are an industrial device. Which means there are different rules by the law that apply than you might normally understand or think is the key, right?
Yep. Guess what else? Guess what other device falls under this same, the purview of calibration for these companies? Slot machines and gambling machines.
Yeah.
As soon as I realized that, guys, I realized why they invented the slogan, "The odds are on the house." It might not be that you got beat. It's that you got beat by a machine playing with both sides of the deck on the backside. Put that in your
pipe and smoke it there, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon, do you want to respond to this, though? Look, these election machines are industrial devices, which means there's all kinds of regulatory realities that apply here.
Well, that's a good point. You know, how many times do they come in and inspect the slot machines? Quite a bit. And you never see anybody come in and say, well, very, very rarely, right? Unless something actually goes wrong and then somebody comes and recalibrates it for the voting machine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, imagine if the mammogram machine that your wife used last week, right? Imagine if it malfunctioned. What would we do? We'd grab a lawyer. We'd go sue the hell out of them right now. You see?
What you've got to do right now, though, and I support and applaud your media tour, because what we've got to do now is educate enough people to demand accountability on this. That's where we really are, Weston.
Correct, and that's where we're now going to work through the legal filing to do that. We're going to work through the necessary steps to do that. We've got different attorneys that we're talking to that are friends of mine, and working through what those things look like. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's good people within both parties that they'll tell you, well, there's no voter fraud. I'm an honest person. I'm a veteran. I'm a homeschool mom. I'm a business owner. I wouldn't cheat on my taxes. And guess what? Those people, they're not the problem. They're playing with a loaded deck and they don't even know it. You know, if you go watch the movie Ocean's 11, 12 or 13 or whichever one you want to pick, you know, what I learned from that when I figured out that those machines are part of this conversation. I went back and I watched that movie, and I realized for a good con to work, there has to be some real people that are taken advantage of in order to hide the people that are the crooks. So they're hiding in pure plain sight.
All right. So I'm going to ask the question in my show notes here. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying to you. Voting machine reliability questioned. Are these machines classified as industrial equipment? That's what we need to start asking. And then we need to say classified and certified, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the poll worker's not going to know. But that's a separate thing that we're doing. But that absolutely is a verifiable fact. We can come back on another show and talk about that. And, you know, you guys have always been good to me. So I love having my friends get first dibs at new stuff we have coming out.
Well, you email me when things are breaking, my friend. When things happen, when things change, let us know. When you're going to certain places, let us know so we can tip the audience off for certain places. We'll work on getting you to fly into the state of Utah and speak on election integrity for Utah. And I want people to really understand one last thing before we let you fly, Weston, because I know you're busy and you got to go. But really quick, I want people to understand this. Yes, we need to do the best we can before 2022. But this is not you got 2 weeks to fix. We need to be on this forevermore, right?
Correct.
All right, sir, final word to the audience.
God bless you. God bless Texas. And never, ever, ever give up.
Roger that. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Weston Martinez doing a phenomenal job as always. Eldon Stahl with me as well. Eldon Stahl is with the John Birch Society, jbs.org. Weston, give out your site one more time.
VoterFBI.org. VoterFBI.org.
And Weston's ready to travel with Constitution, knowledgeable, ready to speak as a well-known certified arbitrator and more. God save the Republic of the United States of America.